You're living in a fucking fool's paradise.
Hey! Hi, welcome to part two of the Red Bar show, the first show. It was a good thing I started an hour early today. Shout outs, welcome back. Is it working? So here's the deal right now. We were using a streaming service called Smashcast, working pretty well for us for a while. They decided today during our live show, about an hour in, maybe 45 minutes in to our live show, that they were just going to shut down the stream. No warnings, nothing like that. They were just going to shut down the stream with all these people watching and just go, he'll figure it out. It's not like his full-time job. This would be like if you ran a business. You run a store at the mall, and all of a sudden the mall just shuts off your electricity and pulls down the gate. And you go, well, what happened? Oh, I don't know. You were selling a shirt we didn't like. You would be livid. So they terminated our stream during our live show. People go, but Mike, what for? All the things you said? Well, yeah. I mean, I'm almost every sentence out of my mouth violates somebody's terms of service somewhere. Now, where am I hearing this email beep? So they shut us down because we had a naked Louis C.K. animation dancing that I'm going to pull back. I don't think Gab will shut us down. So this animation that you're seeing right now of Louis C.K., the man who hurt all these kids, that they decided, no, that's horrible. So we need to ban. And that's what they did. They banned and they don't answer. They've got a guy who's there to ban. He's able to do that immediately. You know, this is what I was... It's like with Twitter. If you try emailing Twitter, you can't get an answer. You email Facebook, you can't get an answer. But if somebody reports you, they're there immediately to do the ban, which is unreal. It's like, why are you paying this giant staff of people to be on top of bans, but yet you don't have any customer support? It's a real sick. I've never seen businesses run this way, where it's just like, they're, whatever they say goes. The only business that runs like that is Red Bar, where it's so vile and the customers come last. So that's what they did, and I'm gonna have a big talk with them, but there's no talks to be had. These people, they're all sick. So we're banned from every service. Now we're on the alt-right platform Gab. I can't believe I'm sending you here. And you have to have an account to watch right now live. There's an address. It's, of course, there's no short address for this. Where is that sound coming from, for God's sakes? Is it this? Give you a run for my money. Give you a run. So now we're on Gab and we're chatting. If you're watching right now on Gab TV, I can't even repeat the address. It's got so many goddamn numbers and codes in it. But if you're watching there, we are doing our chat. Don't use the chat over there. I'm not reading that one. I'm only reading the chat at redbarradio.tv. So you're going to have two screens open to operate this show now. People go, Mike, why don't you use Zipe like Anthony Cumia? Are you out of your mind? Do you understand why that guy looks like such a grandma right now? Do you know how much he's paying per month? I wouldn't pay it if I had the money. It's like $8,000 to $10,000 a month for the streaming Cumia is doing. And of course, he's just going, ha! Sounds like a reasonable plan! Train me! That's why he's up to so many schemes constantly. I don't care if I made $1 billion a month. I'm not paying anyone $10,000 a month for streaming. Sorry. That's a scheme. So I use all these crooked sites that last for about a month before I have to find another one. Half of them work, half of them, it's terrible. People go, Mike, why don't you use YouTube? I don't know. They only allow Legion of Skanks. I somehow get banned from every goddamn site. I feel like I'm the nicest guy in podcasting. They disagree. Well, anyway, we're here. And we'll find another solution this week. Hopefully, Smashcast will go, we are so sorry. Why would you want to get rid of the only shows that actually have viewers? There's nobody watching on Smashcast besides us. Okay, so it's working, right? double chat blows.
Yeah, I know.
All of it blows. Okay, so but it's working, right? We're good. The tapes. This is where we cut out. Shout outs to Jason Yates. Let's bring us back into the world. What did he do? He's a cutter. Here he is.
Smell for that slick ass flow. Catch up with the real mean nigga in a plan when I'm coming for the kid.
Whew. Man, oh man, oh man, that Smashcast is going to receive a beating from me via email this week. What a tremendous waste of everybody's time. I deeply apologize. You know what I'm going to do? Everybody who's listening right now, if you email...
Who can you email?
Email, find Anthony Cumia's email address and email him a picture of himself. And if you do that, I will send you $300 cash and an award.
Okay, here we go. Jason Yates to kick it off
back into the CK lifestyle.
This is where we left off.
If you can believe it.
Let's bring in our next guest, comedian Louis C.K., whom some might describe as an aficionado of masturbation, a man who is well known for being a prolific masturbator, who even brags about it. Is that fair to say, Louis?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's very fair.
It's easy and it's fun and nobody gets hurt.
There's his victims. What's her name? Tignatar? The breathless man.
It's really important to
yeah, it is. It keeps me safe.
Yates Audio, man.
I'm a good citizen. I'm a good father. I recycle and I masturbate. And I'm proud of it. And God's happy. And later I'm going to masturbate and I'm going to think about you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
So he was revealing a lot about himself through these fan fictions of his masturbatory. The tapes. By Jason Yates. Another good one, but again, that audio spike. I don't understand it. Yates might be trolling the show. He's a professional editor. He's never had this problem before. Last week with that Dangalang song, the audio was all over the place. He sent me, I scolded him live on the show. A lot of people thought it was unfair. I'm not really yelling at Yates. Yates apologized profusely. I had a long talk with him several days, several hours about how this could never happen again. And then, of course, he fucks me again. I'm just kidding, Yates. But Yates, there's when you're editing in Final Cut Pro, whatever, there's a monitor. That thing, when you play it, should be bouncing right at the same point. If that thing goes like this, then you go, okay, I got to put a limiter on that. In fact, everybody who's making material, video material, there's a simple plugin called Limiter. You just throw it on that thing. Audio effects, limiter. And then everything will remain kind of the same volume. It's so nice. Podcasts need to start using this. Do you know there's podcasts that are all over the place like that? You watch one of Brian Redband's shows. Ooh. I don't know how you guys do it. See, at least when I'm listening to these crappy shows, I got a mixing board here. So when I'm listening to these horrible shows, at least I could ride that little... fader, when you guys are at home, doesn't it kill you when these shows get super loud and then super quiet? I can show you an example of Brian Redband's terrible show. In fact, I have it in my show notes because I've been wanting to show you this. Brian Redband, you know, I'm Joe Rogan's assistant. He does a show called The Ice House Chronicles. This is a show that I beg people to watch. They go, Mike, where do we find it? That's tough. No joke. This show is so hard to watch. It's like trying to watch one of Patrick Mountain's video versions. You gotta know a guy. Seriously. You gotta know a guy. Now, I have found that if you want to watch the most up-to-date Brian Redband Death Squad video versions, you have to sign up or you have to go to his Ustream channel. Not his Vimeo channel, his Ustream channel, which is just called Redband. It's not... And that will have his past live streams on there. If you go to Brian Redband's Death Squad website, you will not find these video versions. If you go to the Death Squad Vimeo page, you will find the video versions of these shows from months ago. So the newest ones won't be on there for months. It's like insane. I don't know how this guy actually has any sort of business going on because... You have to, like, really investigate and do your own kind of setup to find his shows. I'm always amazed when somebody else watches these Kill Tony shows. I go, how are you finding them? Do you go on his Ustream as well and then find the old recorded versions that are labeled like ACD9872? Isn't that crazy? I like how Kill Tony takes the audio from a camcorder in the front row. Yeah. So I'm going to show you one of his shows. We'll get back to the Jacker. Today we're celebrating Louis's pain that he put on the women. Because we are very excited that his life is ruined, of course. He's a bad man who turned on us. So we're just going to laugh at him throughout the whole day. But in the meantime, I'm going to show you this beautiful clip from the Ice House Chronicles. And this is a show I need people to start watching. Is everything okay in our chat? I mean, in our for our video and everything? Since we're new on the Gab platform, are we off Gab or are we on Gab? It all working? Because I see a lot of people saying, try opening VLC, let's log on to file open network. You know, that's nuts. Okay, good, it works. I'm so sorry for putting you through that. I promise I will, I'm going to work really hard to make sure that never happens again. All right. So let's watch a clip from my favorite show, The Ice House Chronicles. People refuse to watch this show because it's so poorly done. Someone says, not your fault. Mike, Smash Gas must pay. Believe me, they'll end up doing no paying. Hopefully, maybe Gab.TV is the future since they support people like Jason Kessler. Okay, The Death Squad Chronicles. Let me explain what this show is, because I got to get you guys into it. It's time. This show's... Oh! So also, the audio's all bad, so what I got to do is I got to change stereo to mono, because why would Brian Redband's audio? I am one of the leaders of the alt-right. Keck. I'm going to get a Keck flag and live out of a shed in my parents' backyard. And is there lighting in the shed? No. A dangly, it looks like Texas Chainsaw, where I live. So, Death Squad. This is Joe Rogan's main guy, Brian Redband. I think he was kicked off the show for retardation purposes. Joe's like, I really want to talk to scientists, and you're really, really stupid. So it hurts my look. So I think he somehow lied to him to get him to believe that it was about like, you know, you should move on and do your own thing. You know, you're ready. Shouldn't be doing be my sidekick anymore. You're like a celeb on your own. And then Redband bought that hook, line, and sinker without even investigating. Moved on. But this show, Ice House Chronicles, or Death Squad Chronicles, has been around for a very long time, since the Run JRE days. And what it is it's at this comedy club called the Pasadena Ice House. It's in the back room. And every week, or maybe once a month, once every 2 weeks, Brian Redband holds a comedy show at the Ice House and has like 7 comics on each show. But while the show's going on, they're also doing this podcast from the back. Okay. Now, back in the day, it used to be Joe Rogan and all these big name comedians would do this show. But now it's just Brian Redband and his gang of Los Angeles leftovers. So there's a scene from this episode. Oh, dear. There's a scene from this episode that you got to see, and there's some girl on it, some foulette. But let's let this open. We'll see what happens here. I'll show you what the scene. So here it is. They sit around talking.
Mm. Yeah, and there was a fried chicken place out in Memphis. And I feel like
there's the foulette. So I don't know what this girl's name is. Let me find out. She is someone we need to start watching. So remember, it's always a mixed bag of comedians. You got Brody Stevens here. Tony Hinchcliffe comes on this a lot. Oh, you've got George. What's his name? The Mexican guy who always talks about his time in prison. But here's this woman. She's a foulette, and she does something that is super repulsive. I got to show you. Well, let's see what her name is. Jenny something, we're just discovering her. Jessica Michelle. Is that her name? Jessica Michelle. So she's a comedian here. And there's a part in this where she sings a little song. 4235. No, that's not it. Where's the song? Well, then I'm trying to find the time code. So she does this thing that I find completely repulsive. Have you ever seen a girl do some singing, joke singing? But they do it in this where they're trying to like sing in a really good voice. There's a certain type of girl that does this. Here we go, 131.50. And it's time that this is pointed out, and it's time that this is stopped. 131.50. It is a joke singing that only girls do, but they try, or guys do it too, but they try to do a really serious singing voice, almost so that you go, wow, you're a really good singer, actually. I know you were just goofing, but that's really good singing. And they want you to pay attention. It's like that kid at the party. We talk about this guy. The kid at the house party who picks up the acoustic and he's noodling. And you're talking to him and he's pretending he's listening, but he's really doing the noodling. You know that guy? And then you go, oh, fuck you. You know what? Fuck you. And you leave. That's what you should do if a guy picks up a guitar. You go, fuck you. This girl, mid-conversation, she realizes, oh, I'm pretty much a huge nerd. Here she is. She's now sitting over here. She's going to start singing. Now, I want you to pay attention to this maniac right here. This big fella. I don't know who he is. Big Mexican guy. I enjoy him. Huge goatee. Killer goatee. Very hard to see, of course. It's all almost pitch black because Brian, this is a Brian Red Band production. We're going to go to 131.50 and you're going to see what this woman attempts. 131.23. Okay. This, I don't know. I hope this is the right time code here. I
guess maybe it's just too expensive. So people are like, I can't fix it.
That does not look like the right time. 131.50. She starts singing again. Where's the first singing? So this is a second singing, but I want to show you the first singing. 113.05, okay. And this is something I've caught a lot of people doing. It's really time to put an end to it, okay? So here, you'll hear the conversation. You got a black guy here. You got a Mexican. You got the girl from the He Will Not Divide Us. Remember the one who had the thing written on her hand? She's back. And that's her. And then you have this one, the new foolette who's going to do some singing that nobody requested.
Really?
Yeah, are we still talking about love?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So that's what love does.
Love does that to you. Heartbreak did it to me.
Heartbreak.
Well, I think love it's just having, fucked up in a different I think way. It's just intense emotions.
Yeah. I think I'm addicted to emotions.
Listen to what they're talking
that's
about.
That's like a song.
I think I'm
addicted to over, caught up in sorrow, lost in the
oh.
You don't know what Destiny's Child?
Oh, yeah, fuck
Child?
Yeah. I know. I was enjoying it.
Over and down. Sorry.
The whole room stops to cringe. Have you seen people do this? We're going over this 7 or 8 more times. I love moments like this in history. Do you know how much shit I had to watch to get to that one moment? So I want to tell you what's going on. Good. The chat lights up in disgust. The Mexican guy here, the father figure of the show, Brian Redband, has left the room, of course, and just let these retards talk for hours and hours on end to an audience of many thousands of people, by the way, this Death Squad audience. They start talking about how love is an emotion, and watch Big Nacho over here. Big Nacho is what we're going to call the Mexican guy. She starts singing, and Big Nacho looks at her like this. And then when she notices he's looking at her like that, she stops and goes, oh, sorry. He goes, no, I loved it. He didn't love it. And everyone in the room was like, what the fuck? So let's hear that again. And let's back it up. I want you to hear what these women are talking about, too. You know, a little bit. Let's hear this conversation.
Most men.
I think all general statements are pretty
Yeah, that's yeah. You can't just blanket.
I mean,
all men.
You're thinking of America.
Yes, I can.
It's not
okay,
even about a blanket.
Well,
it's
and
about a frame,
then that's
a
great.
Framework.
You figured
yeah.
it out.
Like, but let's take love.
You identify whether you're right or wrong.
Let's take love to another country where there's not the expectations of America. Marriages last way longer in other countries.
Well, yeah. Well, because there's such a need for success out here.
Marriages last way longer in other countries. These people come up with these concepts from things they overheard. So I watch this show every time it's out, and the collective conversation, the ideas that come out of these bimbos from LA, this is the LA comedy scene. They are so out of it. You know who's second? It's like watching a Gas Digital show, but the dumbest guest they have. What's it? Real Ass Podcast. Have you ever seen that? Now imagine if everyone on the Real Ass Podcast was 80% dumber than they are. That's what you get out of the LA version of that.
Especially in like, you know, LA or New York, there's like such a drive for success and everyone's kind of like in their own bubble. And so when you get someone else involved, it's like even without wanting or realizing it, it becomes like a sort of a competition. Yes. Whether it be in work or in like love, like I love you so much more than you, and it's like you can't say that. It doesn't work like that.
Stop trying to outlove people.
You more.
Yeah, that's the worst. Because you're like, no, I like you. I don't like you more.
Just go with it. If it fucking happens, it happens. Expect it.
Enjoy the moment.
Learn to fucking be hurt. I've been hurt, and I've
run.
It's a great fucking feeling to know.
I'm so hurt.
When it happens again, you're like, all right, cool. I have an expectation.
It's like. These people are all, they're not like teenagers. It's so chilling to see these people in their late 20s and 30s sit around not understanding how to date people, not understanding these basic concepts that you should have like figured out when you were 17. I'm starting to learn that comedians were like complete fucking spaz nerds in high school, and they really didn't like learn all those things that normal people learn in high school. And now they're like on the loose, uncaged, with none of these things figured out, things that should have been figured out 15 years ago. So they're talking about love. They're talking about hurt. And it, throughout this conversation, they're talking about how it's so unfair that they can't find love. I've never heard of something so gross. And so unaware.
No.
It's like, I look like a tough guy, but I've got my ass kicked a lot of times to make me this tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
I've been shitting for a month.
Training
straight.
Day. With no hair.
Listen to her.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just love withdrawals. It's a drug, you guys.
Go ahead.
It is a drug. It's
someone takes it away.
Run it. I will.
I have love withdrawals. This is the new Foulette. I have love withdrawals. It's a drug. Somebody takes it away. I'm watching this. I'm going, everybody I know must see this. They know. And I was livid. You know, when I'm watching this garbage alone. And by the way, people think I put this on in the background. No. This is how my day goes. I wake up. I put one chair in front of a giant TV. I have an extra room here that no one's seen. In this room is a giant 70-inch TV. And then one fold-out chair about 5 feet, 5 to 7 feet away from the TV. I undo the chair. I sit, and I sit like this. And I watch this. And then I have to watch it twice. And then I make notes. And by the end of it, I'm losing my mind. And I feel this need. I go, I need everyone I know to see what I saw. Okay? Why are we talking about player embeds? Do we even know her name, Mike? Yeah, something. Foulette, Jennifer, Michelle, Jenny. Okay, we are on Gab. Let's see how she gets into the singing here. And listen to her beautiful voice.
We'll be back.
My eating and sleeping schedule
so
is
you're
like.
Next?
No, I'm gonna go check.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Which has honestly been great for my body and productivity. I don't feel good.
Yeah, you don't feel good?
I feel like I'm getting, not sick, but just like my body is like exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm not like eating properly. I'm not sleeping properly.
Are we still talking about love?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what love does.
Love does that to you? Heartbreak did it to me.
Heartbreak.
Well, I think it's just having, I think it's just intense emotions.
Yeah. I think I'm addicted to emotions.
Heartbreak.
Oh my God, look at this. Wait. So, look at this. So, Cameron was able to embed the Gab stream on redbarradio.tv so you don't have to watch at Gab anymore. This is wonderful news. So now we are on we're at redbarradio.tv again. This is all really cool, guys. What a wonderful thing, huh? So let me just see. Okay, wow, and it's working nice. Look at this. So you can go, if you're watching now, everything's back to normal. You can go to redbarradio.tv and watch the show. Cameron, can you make an announcement in the Bring Back group that everyone can go to redbarradio.tv? I'm so sorry about the complications, but we are back in business thanks to the alt right. Now, if I get banned from this gab.tv, we have a serious issue in this country. You know? Because I feel like even I'll get banned from there. And this is a place where the most devious of Nazis can go. So if I get banned from here, there's a conspiracy against this Red Bar. Because I don't feel like this is the worst thing in the world. It shouldn't be banned from every site in existence. So we need to stay on this site. Now, this is what I've been hoping for my entire life. I go, somebody's got to make a site where you can go and do whatever you want without censorship. And it appears Gab is the way to go. So I will be growing my hair long. I will be wearing a camouflage trucker hat. I will be growing out my mustache. I will be wearing gas station sunglasses. I will be building that wall. If you are in any way uncomfortable with keeping Mexicans out of this country, you should stop listening to Red Bar now, because this is going to be a show that is very, very Nazi-leaning and hurting people. Okay, MAGA. So what a wonderful thing. So we're back. All right, let's get that singing. Now I could really relax knowing we're back on .tv. I don't got to have 7,500 or 8,500 windows open, which is a really nice thing. Let me just get reset up here. It's been a mess since that takedown from Mark the Stream NSFU. I think it is already, isn't it? Someone said you have to mark the stream. Okay, I'll take Louie off. God forbid anybody see this Louie animation. The whole world can know about, word for word, about him getting naked. It's like a penthouse forum, the way it's written. But God forbid you see a cartoon. Oh, the world, really, seriously. Now, I would like my new partners from Gab to get some torches and come with me to Smashcast offices for a late night vigil. Okay, we're back. Let's listen to this singing bitch. I will extend this show by another hour to make up for all the impossibilities today, okay?
I'm addicted to over, caught up in sorrow, lost in the
Look at his face, he's going out.
Oh yeah, Destiny's fuck child. Yeah, I know, I was enjoying it.
It's over and down. Sorry.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was a cover that they did.
Oh yeah, who was the original? I've heard the original.
The whole room, they don't want to say anything. I would have pulled out a rifle. Now, Clay says that they do. She sings again. Let's see. I want to hear her sing again because I didn't get that far. But Clay Former, one of our great guys here. Don't be afraid of his collection of weapons. I believe he will use them for good. By the way, all the people buying assault rifles, are you planning on anything? 131.50. Let's hear her sing again, shall we? Here we go.
And she goes,
Brian Redband's back.
Wiki's brother. And I'm not going to use her as a breeder anymore. but
been put out to pasture.
But I love the idea of having him be with his sister. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah.
A reunion.
So this is
they're so cute.
This is his,
as much as I'm yelling.
His name is Hooch. I get him in 3 weeks.
Hooch?
Yeah, see all the
stop.
Who got the Hooch?
But Wiccan Hooch is sounds like
oh,
look at that
my
hair.
My God.
Yeah, the heroin.
Oh my God, it looks like a tweaker. I love it.
Sing!
Who got the only sweetest thing in the world? Hi,
buddy. Oh my God, she's a crackhead.
I know. I think I'm definitely getting her hair back to normal.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I think that was it. Well, anyway, Death Squad Studio on Ustream. This is what you need to follow. You need to see Death Squad Chronicles as they come out. You won't believe. Also, Kill Tony, the lobster show, is on this very same channel. So you'll never miss a lobster cast again. I need people really watching this stuff so that they're sending me the right codes. Now, speaking of our friend, Lobster.
I'm a motherfucking lobster.
I've got some revelations about our good buddy, the lobster. Tony Pinch. Cliff, the rubber band man from the land of the tank. We last left off with Tony the Lobster, who refuses to acknowledge that he's being the watch. Let's get a Clawatch logo up on the screen. There it is, the beautiful Clawatch logo up on the screen. Tony Hinchcliffe has done something remarkable that the BBG Investigations Department has latched onto, and we are definitely following this story, but I don't think you're going to believe what he's done. Let's cut back to that Greg Fitzsimmons tape that we listened to Tony talk about, Slop Top. Remember that? Remember his threesome story? How could you forget? It's burned into your retinas. The shower scene. The slop top, the no cigarette, even though I just heard Joe Rogan again talk about how addicted Tony is to cigarettes and how he's constantly sucking them down. Now, before Tony told the threesome story, he was telling Greg Fitzsimmons about how depressed he was for two reasons. One of the reasons was that his good friend, a guy he met once, Ralphie May, died. Now, I have some very close connections on the inside saying nobody actually was sad when Ralphie May died. So that is a hoax. Tony's real reason for his depression was because he had fallen in love. Let me refresh your memory. Tony Hinchcliffe went to Australia to do one of his bullshit comedy shows, based on Run JRE fans being so dumb that they just listen to anybody Run JRE says is good. So in their minds, Tony is a professional comedian that they should all go watch at an arena. So Tony goes to Australia and meets a coke-addicted whore. And they start kissing and hugging. And he tells his story about this coke addict that he met, that he fell for, but that it's not going too well. They had been seeing each other while he was in Australia, but that it was really terrible because he fell in love with her, but then she would end up disappearing for 12 hours at a time. Remember this story? He would go, yeah, I mean, I fell in love with her. I really was having a good time with her, but then, you know, she would just disappear for 12 hours at a time. Turns out she was out doing coke. She's addicted, so I don't know what to do. Cut to like 1 month later today. Tony went back to Australia. Okay, I got to address the chat because I just... Now people are saying the site is shit, mine is too choppy. How many people are getting bad streams? If your stream is bad, press 1. If your stream is great, press 2. Let's just do a test, because then I could see who to ignore. If your stream is bad, press 1. Okay.
Now, the people with bad streams, now that you see that you're kind of in the minority, I need you to just stop talking about it and hope for the best, okay? You'll have to rewatch. We got to do the show for the for the majority of people. It's working, okay? So when I'm looking up at the chat, no more talking about the stream, okay? Good. We're mostly good. Those guys pressing one probably have terrible internet connectivity. But I don't know. We'll figure it out later. Let's not talk about it right now in the chat. Anyway, Tony goes back to Australia for more shows. And posts this picture on his Instagram that is really, really, really shocking. So let's take a look at that right now. Is the lobster engaged? The answer, I'm going to cut right to the chase. Yes. Tony the Lobster got engaged to the Coke woman from his story that he told on Fitzdog Radio just a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months tops. He got engaged to a girl he's met one time in Australia. Oh, married, not engaged. Married. Yes. They went and got married. Now, I'm not sure if they did this in Australia or the U.S. I'm confused because they keep saying the Comedy Store. Is there maybe a Comedy Store in Australia that they're talking about? He got married to the crackhead. We have verified this. She's posted this on her Instagram. She's posted the ring here. This is everything. She's posted this on here. Now, this is super troubling. Oh, they're saying in Vegas they got married. Okay. This is very troubling. They barely know each other. She disappears. She does coke. They got married right away. Now, I'm going to go ahead and assume, because people think this all the time, and as in a guy who went through the immigration process, was approved, by the way. Congratulations to me. People think from movies that if you meet someone in another country, all you got to do is get married to them and then they could come live in the United States. Remember this? People really believe this is the case. Let me tell you how it really works. It doesn't matter if you get married in Vegas. Doesn't matter where you get married. There is no moving to the United States without going through a visa process, applying for a visa. There is no staying in the United States while you apply. Okay? So some people assume you get married to a girl, and then the next day, the next week, they can live with you while they're waiting for paperwork. No, no, no. They must stay in their home country until this entire crazy year-long process is finished. This year-long process can cost anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. The amount of paperwork you will need to go through to prove that this marriage is real is unbelievable. And there's no online form to do it. They really make you go through some hoops. You wouldn't believe what I've been through this last year before my visa was approved for my wife. It was insane. I didn't want to talk about it during the process because you didn't want anybody to get involved there. But holy shit, there is no information either. You have to do all the digging yourself, or you got to hire a lawyer who does it, but even they do a shitty job. The packets of stuff you got to make, the amount of waiting, the amount of fees you have to pay, the interviews, the medical exams. It's about a year process. Tony probably just assumes you can get married and then she could come move. So what he's thinking is, I really like this girl, but she lives in Australia. I want a date. You know what we'll do? We'll just get married. You'll come live in LA and it'll be easy. Oh no, Tony. You know what else that the immigration department does? They drug test. You can't be a coke addicted whore and get any sort of visa. I think Tony really believes they're just going to be able to live together. No way, no how. She's going to be back in Australia. And now Tony, I mean, trying to get a girl from Canada to live here was hard enough. Imagine the back and forth to Australia that he's going to need to do to complete this process. And the proof that has to go into convincing the immigration department that this marriage is legit. I mean, it is a process. You need to have hundreds of photos of you together. You need your parents' approval. You need a year's worth of screenshots of your phone bill. I mean, it is ironclad. It is so hard. They ain't accepting people that just met, that are on a podcast talking about their coke-addicted whore. In fact, drugs are illegal in the United States. All that stuff on that podcast needs to be deleted immediately. So I really think that Tony thinks that this is the easy way to go. Now, this wouldn't be Red Bar unless I had something real juicy. And I do. Shout outs.
You're living in a fucking fool's paradise.
Where you at, Mike? We miss you.
I'm right here. I'm right here, the big DL. Now, not only are we going to watch Tony go through a year of pain, I mean, or they're going to break up once they realize this isn't possible and it's not like the movies where you get married and she just lives here, which is what I believe. Because otherwise, why would they get married? You know what I mean? She just met her. Why would you go and get married? Why wouldn't you just apply for the fiance visa and do it that way, which is the way that they prefer you to do it? There's no reason to get married right away unless you believe that that's the easy way to get somebody to live here. Now, I have an insider who works at the Comedy Store in LA who gave me a little tip. Do you want to hear the tip? Do you want to hear what's going on? Here we go. All right, now I can't say the name of this person, but I can show you the email. Secret insider show note. Hey, Mike, please do not reveal my name because it easily could be linked back to my friend, our mole, in the Comedy Store. My buddy loves feeding me dirt from the Comedy Store, but can't be outed, of course. The Pinches marriage is a 100% Milo-style green card scam. Woo!
I recommend Proud Boys take salsa lessons.
She married him to stay in the U.S. No other reason. Also, she is the alpha in this sham relationship, and the lobster follows her around like a cucked puppy. All of this has made Tony's peers in the community lose even more respect for him, but nobody is saying it to his face because he's one of Rogan's heroes. Apparently, she has been trolling her Aussie poon around the Comedy Store for 8 months, and Tony finally pinched. Our mole tells me she's way too hot and cool for Tony, but he's going to get her debt green card. Tony may be under the illusion this is true love, as a fool would, but she would have married anyone, even the fat Brian Redban. This scenario should get really greasy, so we got to keep watching and wait for the murder-suicide. Have a great show. Hope you're feeling better. Thank you. There it is.
I wish I was 5'9".
Now, I believe this to be true. I know this sounds like, Mike, this really isn't, you know, diehard evidence of anything. Okay, so is this what's happening? Has she been? Now, here's why I believe it. She's kind of one of these, like, wannabe Instagram models. She's got about 17,000 followers. People who gravitate to L.A., they want to live there, especially people from other countries. I can't tell you how many chicks from other countries who are into this type of scene. If you want to be an actress or a model or any of these things, you can't do it in Australia. No, you can. Shoutouts to Gabby Epstein. Shoutouts to Moonstruck Traveler. You can, but they want to be where the action is. Believe me, these people want to be in the United States. And a lot of them have this idea that if they could find a guy to marry him, that that's their in, not realizing how almost impossible that is. Like, you literally have to have a long-term legit relationship these days to get any sort of visa in this country. Very, very hard. They make it very, very hard. So it makes sense that this girl went to the Comedy Store and just started hanging out there for months and months and months trying to get some guy to marry her. Everybody's going, why would anyone want to marry Pinchcliffe? He's crazy. He's got the worst body in the world. He's nuts. Remember, this girl's ditching him all the time to do coke with other guys like Levi's Universe. So this is really adding up. So we really are entering a wild watch for Tony Hinchcliffe. This could be a tremendous up and down path for him. This is almost a lobster season. Lobster season two. So I think this is true. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think she's using him? Doesn't make sense to marry somebody after only meeting them a few times. It's just, people don't do that. What are you going to, how do you fall head over heels for Tony as well? And you're a coke addict and you're disappearing all the time. And people are saying that you were looking for a marriage to move to LA to become a model. I don't know. So I guess Tony is in complete denial. We have a clip here. Luckily, we get to hear Tony's take on this. He was just on Getting Dug with High again, but this time it was an in-studio. And unfortunately, he was overshadowed by a female comedian who is just this real loudmouth.
Today's show is sponsored by Stitcher Premium.
Here we
Stitcher
go.
Premium is the only...
It's Doug Benson's show. Of course. So Tony the Lobster's on Getting Dug with High again, but he was on with this girl named Jessie Mae Peluso, who does this thing where she takes over shows. I don't know if you've ever met this female comedian before, if you've ever seen her on a show. Okay, so here's Tony. It starts out with just Tony, which is nice. So let's see a little bit of Tony. This is our favorite show. Here he is.
Blast off. Here we are in the basement. One of my guests is already sitting here with me. It's Tony Hinchcliffe.
Ew, he's doing a thing.
Even his own wife didn't applaud for him.
So his wife is there with him. She's off camera. Doug starts out saying, even his own wife didn't applaud for him. Tony's sitting there like a real fool, and he's doing this thing where he's pulling his sunglasses up and down.
Like this.
Well, you saw. I mean, if you're watching the video version, you saw.
I left a nice hole there for a little...
My wife!
And we'll be joined shortly by Jessie Mae Peluso, who I, as there's rumors are, she's in the building or near it. And 5 minutes? Okay. Can we do it without her for 5 minutes, Tony?
I think we can do it.
I just kind of feel bad talking about your recent nuptials. Without, you know, the lady guest here, because she'd be into it too, probably.
Well, we could save it. We could talk about some news or something, maybe. I don't know.
Let's talk about some news. Let's talk about the strains we're going to be smoking today. Okay,
so he's nuts. Unfortunately, we don't get a good lobster watch because this bitch comedian comes in. And if you've ever seen this girl, she takes over shows. Here she is, Jessie Mae Peluso. She's a loudmouth. She doesn't stop talking. And she ends up doing this thing where she cucks the guy guest, making them nervous to speak. She's done this on every show, on every thing that she's been on, where she is so obnoxious and a strong woman that the guy guest, like Tony, goes silent. And they usually end up just not saying anything because she picks on them so much. Let's see if we could get an example of that.
Oh, you didn't feel that?
You almost got it.
It's on your thumb now.
Oh, my God. Your wife's already leaving you over that shit.
That's a thick follicle. Who farted?
That is from your jacket.
Seriously, I'm in a fart cloud.
Somebody made a fart noise right when the show started. I thought it was a mouth one.
It was a fake fart.
Oh, so you think Tony or I might have tried to sneak in a real one when you were faking it?
Might have been me.
It's okay to tell these women, shh, stop. Too loud. But they just let them. I would punch this woman in the face if she was talking about farts and cackling.
Can you imagine? Just every time you really fart. Hey, who did that?
That's the old thing. Just you throw just one of your hairs on somebody. What's the hair on your... Just let it out.
The hair always distracts the fart.
Right.
It's science.
That's what they say. Hair before the fart, always smart.
Yes.
Fart before the hair, never been there.
Hello.
And the problem is with these women, people go, how do they exist? Because of nerds like you at home who... Latch on to them. You know, all you have to be is a non-gruesome girl. And if you're on one of these comedy podcasts, you get so many followers. How do you think Kimberly Congdon came into existence? Louis J. Gomez's new girlfriend. She was nothing. Shout out to Louis. She was nobody. But because she was a girl and on these nerdy podcast shows... Oh, her Twitter blew up. 5,000 followers in the first week. Her Instagram, even more. And the nerds latch on to even the ugliest girl. And they'll post these bikini pics with their fat rolls coming out. And the nerds will be in the comments going, oh my God, I would marry you. Oh my God, it's unfair. You are amazingly hot. And you're going, this is how they get the power. This is how these women get so screwed up. So when you go, how are they this obnoxious and unchecked and out of control? It's because of you. It's because you can't control the cum like Anthony Cumia, like Louis C.K. You can't control your emotions. So you feed these girls' egos and you make them feel like they're famous. And then you can't get them to shut up. And if I told this Jessie Mae Peluso that she's garbage, she wouldn't even believe me. Ha! If 10,000 followers, you would say the opposite. So you need to stop. They're not going to have sex with you. You're saying these horrible things in front of everybody you know sees them. Do you know that? You know, some of these guys are so dim. They like this stuff. Other people could see what you've liked. Other people could see what you've commented. It's not a secret. So it's really embarrassing when you're telling a fat Mexican woman how hot she is and what you would love to do to her and how you would hit that. You would? Let's watch a little bit more. And we're going to reveal the lobster is going to talk about his marriage for a little bit. We're not getting too much here because of this fucking cunt. Peluso. And that last name Peluso, what are you, a fucking cop from Chicago? Officer Peluso is coming. He's a big fat man with a mustache bigger than Mike.
I was so thrilled that you pulled that one out.
Scientific.
I would have got to that last one and went, oh, fuck it. I don't know. I've never been like, that's the scariest thing to me about improv. I don't do much improv because it's the singing improv.
Officer Pasta Sauce.
And rhyming improv that I don't like.
The singing and the rhyming.
Because I just panic that I'm not going to come. Or when like people go, hey, let's freestyle. I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking freestyle.
Freestyle?
It's going to fall apart so fast and so embarrassingly.
It feels like it's going to turn into a cult immediately when you do like, I don't know what.
Bunch of nonsense. Let's skip ahead now. To 4030, the lobster brings up Australia. Doug asks how long he's known the junkie. I like how everyone who feeds me information talks in red bar terms now. They don't just like give me the facts. Like instead of saying how long he's known his new wife, they say how long he's known the junkie before he got pinched. Tone tries to squirmily laugh his way out of the question.
Great.
All right, 4030. I appreciate those. Just like that email, just full of the way we talk. Okay, 4030. Let's hear about, and remember, we're not getting much here, but we're getting a few answers. Now we got to put people on the case.
It also, I mean, like, yeah, that's the world.
How long are you going to be in Australia for?
The junkie.
I think like
she is 8 or 9 days. It's true.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, this is my third time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Someone says, instead of a PI, can we just hire an assassin to kill these people? Guys, I know it's getting, I know how you feel, but no killings, no hurts.
Where you met?
Summertime.
You met
there.
Here. Wow. How long have you known each other?
Yeah.
Ooh. So Doug knows. See, everyone in the comedy community is sickened by this. and Doug knows that he's being used. Listen to this again.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You met there? Is that where you met?
Summertime.
You met
there.
Here. Wow. How long have you known each other?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get it constantly, so you might as well get used to having an answer ready.
I can tell by the laughter that it's real fresh. Against societal standards, it's too fresh.
I mean,
listen to Tony's fake nonsense laugh. Tony went, ah-ha-ha. Oof, I don't even want to imitate these things. Imitating Tony makes me look bad. When I imitate Joe, I come off as cool. Why don't you come over and have some of my son's masticholi? I've got it in a can, ready for your arrival. But imitating Tony just makes me look bad. Can't do it.
I see Tony, you know, fairly frequently, so me asking him... I met her for the first time the night before we went on the cruise.
It's an indication that it's like a banana you bite into. You're like, nah, I need a couple more days on this banana. Gotta wrap it back up.
A little green.
How long have you guys known each other?
Couple months.
Ain't that...
How long have you guys known each other? Couple months, and he gets married to a coke-addicted woman who disappears for 12 hours at a time. This is a using.
Either way.
No, not either way. Not either way.
You're living in a fucking fool's paradise.
I gotta hear that again. That's the great Joey Coco Diaz. Who, by the way, Joey Diaz does these Periscope streams where he's super aggressive. I'm very worried about him finding out about those nude photos I leaked of him. He is going to destroy me. That'll be the guy who brings this all down. Just kidding.
On the cruise.
It's an indication that it's like a banana you bite into. You're like, nah, I need a couple more days on this banana. Gotta wrap it back up.
Stop. A little green.
How long have you guys known each other?
A couple months.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Follow your heart. She seems very sweet.
Yeah. Hey, it's for life.
What's your number? What do you say? A couple months? Or do you say a different way?
Yeah, do you have like the girl
date? Do you say
date?
60 days?
I married an Australian, or as I call it, it's a crocodile done deal.
Oh.
Oh my lobster.
I'm a motherfucking lobster.
It's a crocodile done deal. This is a scam marriage. I'm so sick of people, you know, because I had to go through the process like 100% legit. So I hate when I see people thinking they can just scam. I hate it as much as I hate seeing all the Mexicans that get to live here. There's no way they went through the process that I had to go through. There is no way. I am from Iran, by the way. Not even a citizen. I'm here illegally from Osama bin Laden's group. They had when I was filling out the forms for my wife, you had to write down like what you do for a living. And I wrote in the forms, I go, my job is I work for Osama bin Laden. Why? What do you think of that? The immigration department. So here's Tony trying to do, by the way, if it is some sort of a scam, it's not like they just deny it. He could also be held on some serious charges. Serious charges. I'm not from Iran, actually. So get that out of your head. I don't know why people get so excited about stuff like that. I am not from Iran. That was a joke, because Iran is obviously one of the worst places to be from. Let's watch Tony do this again. He's very nervous. He's squirming.
Different way.
Yeah, do you have like the girl
date?
Do you
say date? 60 days?
I married an Australian, or as I call it, it's a crocodile done deal.
Wow. Oh.
I hope we got that. Were the cameras on?
Oh, God.
What was the other one? What was the other one that I said with the done deal thing? There was another good one.
Done deal?
It was another
crocodile done
and the
deal.
Girl, the Australian girl is just sitting there like reading a Vogue magazine, smoking cigarettes, not even paying attention to this.
Stupid. Oh, it's the dumbest thing ever.
I love that character though. What a great character.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah. That's not a knife.
Ew.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's the part we remember.
The one part
of that movie. Were you gels?
Is that the second
The rest
one?
Of it he was pretty cool, but that was the coolest line.
It was.
Okay. Is that the sequel?
No.
It was the original.
So there it is. That's our big scoop for Tony today. That's a good one. That's a good start for Claw Watch Season 2. What was Season 1? No. I'll say, okay, Season 1 will say was his first appearance where he said,
I'm a motherfucking lobster.
And I'll even throw the slop top one. That's season one. Season two, Tony getting married. How will this one work out? If he was depressed last month when it wasn't working out with her, imagine how depressed he's going to be when he finds out this marriage, A, won't work under any legal possibility, and B, that she's just using him. And once she finds out that this is actually a huge process that you have to go through, she'll probably just cancel it altogether. Because she's probably unwilling to go through that whole process. She thought, I'll get married to him, I'll move to L.A., I'll dick around with him for a little bit, and then I'll cut it off, and then I'll be in L.A. What a free ride to L.A. That's how these people think. Most people think that way. So we're going to see some tremendous stuff, I have a feeling. Let's keep our eyes on this. Follow them both on Instagram. Tony, I really wish you would respond to Claw Watch. Oh, shit, the Jagger. Because I know you know all about it. Okay, we all know you know all about it. But you've been pretending. I'm too famous to respond to that nobody. You're not going to like it when, you know, Tony's perfect. He's going to be perfect for the next season of Red Bar. Because Tony has a fuckload of fans. Tony has, remember, it's like 70,000 Instagram followers, all these people. But you read through his comments, and most of them are making fun of him. His own people making fun of him. That's the perfect guy to do watches on. Because it means you have all these people there who would love to make fun of Tony. And once they find out that what Red Bar is doing, they're all going to come watch Red Bar to see their boy Tony be made fun of, because that's secretly all they're really watching him for anyway. He's perfect. So just like I did to the fucking count, I'm going to do to Tony. You know how people go, all this guy does is use other people to try to get their listeners? Yeah. But also, I'm, you know, really great at a bunch of stuff, too. So it works out for everybody. But yeah, that is part of what I will be doing now, consciously. So Tony is a great start. I got at least 70,000 people, and 60% of them, all they do is talk shit about this guy. So once they find out there is a hub, it'll be just like the count. Remember when I did this to the count and Gavin? So I can definitely do it again to Tony. And if I just do one a year, that's how you build the show. One a year. So last year was the count. This year will be Tony. And then you find another guy. And that's a nice, steady way to build your audience. Okay? The Scars Club, welcome. Most people who are brought here, I mean, really, our audience today consists of Melton's audience, Kumia's audience. Who else? Reckless Media Radio. How many others came here from an audience that I put to bed? Came here from a show that I put to bed, huh? Rogan has got to go in 2020. No, no, no. That one's too big. But I think the lobster is a perfect one for us. Nowhere, you can't go anywhere for lobster stuff. But I know that they're ready for it. Go to his Instagram. Every comment is, I thought you were gay. You look disgusting. You look like a dying, diseased guy. So I would like to take those guys and show them how much fun Tony can really be. There's really nowhere on the planet to go besides here. So today, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, we'll do a little bit more here, and then we'll go into our Scars Club episode. Now that we're streaming live on Gab, wonderful. It's really nice to be here on Gab. Looks like it's working nice, too. Nice and clean. And Gab has promised that they don't ban people for speaking their minds, such as me. And remember, Gab, I will help you. I will be there. I will die for you. Gab, I will kill for you. So don't get rid of me. Maybe the alt-right isn't so bad. And it looks like there's less of a delay, too. It looks like you guys are hearing me as I do it. Ooh, hooroo. I was thinking about getting a Fred Polo Perry. Doing some custom Red Bar stuff on it. What do you guys say? So this is what we'll do. We'll do a little bit more here. Then we'll get into our Scars Club episode. I want to tease some of the phenomenal things coming up on today's show. We have new tapes from Melton, of course. And I've got some every week the tapes get better. I got new footage. I've got new stuff about his weight, disease, hot dog makers. So we got that. We are going to be doing an expose on Flat Broke Gino.
Flat Broke Gino!
He's back. He tried to pull a trick-a-trans. You know what this is, a trick-a-trans? Flat Broke Gino is out of control and must be stopped. I'm going to tease this. We can't get into it right now. I'm going to tease this. Flat Broke Gino Disconte. You know how we covered him all the time, and every time In Hot Water would come on, all people would do was call in and make fun of him, and he was going through a living hell. It made his drinking worse. Well, Flat Broke Gino has mistakenly mistook our non-watching as him overcoming the trolls, figuring out a way to defeat us. So let me give you an example. We stopped watching Flat Broke. We just got bored with his antics. We go, okay, he's a loose drunk. So we stopped covering him. We really stopped talking about him, for a few weeks. In that time period, as the trolling or the communication with Gino kind of died down, he realized a couple weeks went by on In Hot Water where no prank phone calls were coming anymore. In his head, he got this idea that he conquered the trolls. Oh, no.
I'm flat broke.
He's been going around peddling this idea and preaching, giving these motivational speeches to people about how he was going through a heavy thing where people were trolling him, and he learned to love it, and he learned to get through it, and now he's a much better man. No, 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 sweetie. That isn't what happened. We just stopped. But guess what's happening now? Full throttle! We're back!
I'm flat broke!
And we're going to make sure that you're not going around telling people you figured out a way to handle this situation, that you've learned, that you've grown. No, 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 no. He pulled a trick-a-trans last week. Do you know what a trick-a-trans is? We'll tell you. Coming up. You won't believe what he tried to do to Karen from the MWOT podcast, the Monumental Waste of Time podcast that covers Joe Matarese. Okay. Aaron Berg. I've got some stuff. I'm coming back at Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg, I'm going to reveal something. Aaron Berg does something illegal. Well, I don't know if it's illegal if you're not participating in a sport, but we're going to reveal, we've got some audio of Aaron Berg revealing how he got so buff, or how he stays so buff. So that will be coming up too. This Gino and Aaron, they really need to feel what's called a wrath, because I'm so sick of them saying, oh yeah, we defeated Mike David, we defeated, you didn't defeat. I simply got bored for about 3 weeks. Thank you for reminding me, because I haven't even unleashed a quarter of my capabilities. This Gino, we need a nice finale for him. I would like to come up with something, you know, because he's going around now saying, I love it! I love when they call me Flat Broke! You don't love it. Nobody likes being made fun of. Nobody likes being the punchline of a joke. Stop saying you love it. I'm going to need to figure out something that you surely can't say you love. That's where you're pushing me, okay? Because this is Red Bar, not some stupid troll that you could trick. And he tried to trick a trans, almost worked. He's tricked some other people. You know who else tricks people? Louis C.K. with his apology. What I've learned over the past couple of weeks is that you really can play most people like a fiddle. You really can just, as long as you say what they want to hear, they like believe it, which is really repulsive. If I wanted to be an evil billionaire who just really did not care about humanity, I really could do it. I think that's how billionaires are pulling this off. They realized like 80% of people can be played super easy, and all you got to do is play them, and then you get whatever you want. I can't believe it, but it's true. Louis C.K. dropped from everywhere. Louis C.K. did dastardly things, completely naked, jacking off. Sick. Sick, sick stuff. He writes this apology that was like what you would expect. Like, what is he going to say? Like, no, those girls, I wish my cum was acid and it burned through. What do you think he's going to say? I deeply regret putting anybody in harm's way. I deeply regret. And people bought it hook, line, and sinker as if, oh, you know what? He's pretty cool. No, no, no. Just yesterday, you wanted him dead. Now he's cool because he made, like, the most basic of apology. We'll read you that apology coming up. I'd like to play, before we get off this show, my celebration of Louis C.K. was very rudely interrupted by all that Smashcast stuff. Let's take a look at some of these tweets that involve Aziz Ansari. Here we go. Look at this. People are starting to come after Aziz. Now, here's Marlo Stern. I don't know who this person is. They have a blue check mark, thousands of followers. Another person, I don't know who the... Oh, senior editor of the Daily Beast. Okay. These editors, by the way, the news media, the online news media, basically runs Twitter. Everybody who works at these companies has hundreds of thousands of followers, and I just don't understand why people gravitate toward them. He says, also worth noting that it's been women comedians calling Louis C.K. out on this. Men have been silent. I asked Aziz repeatedly once during an interview about it, and he says, I'm not talking about that. So just like Jon Stewart that you were showing you earlier, Aziz is just as guilty. And I want to show you this because I found this too. Uh-oh, this might be in the bringback group. Somebody, okay, I'm not going to be able to find the screenshot right now. Somebody, a woman, just yesterday called out Aziz for being a sexual assaulter on Twitter. Okay, so this is all starting to add up to this Aziz, which I'm praying for. You know, I said the other day, I go, how great would it be if everyone we hate turns out to be one of these animals? How amazing would it be if Seth Meyers was caught for this stuff? Jimmy Fallon. By the way, I got some rumors about Fallon. Jesse P.S. was telling me this today. You could trust him. He said in New York, Jimmy Fallon, NBC is real worried about him because he's got serious anger and booze problems. Remember last year when he broke his finger and then the next week he broke his wrist? Apparently that's from knocking a bunch of things around. A man so mad he destroys his own stuff. Now, this guy, I believe it. He's also recently taken a leave of absence and let women fill in for his show. You've seen Jennifer Lawrence filling in, the drunk Jennifer Lawrence. I think Jimmy Fallon is up to something. Now, imagine, here's one that I would love to see. Stephen Colbert. The Colbertist. I would love to see him go down. And it's all possible. Again, I said we got to make Kumia famous to so that we could bring him down. Now, I want to show you some of the stuff that Count Kumia has said defending Louis. Like I said, little by little, the Count. Okay, this Count has been coming out of the closet. Let me show you what he wrote on Twitter the other day. And before you start agreeing, trust me on this. What the Count is saying is nonsense. The Count is an ugly ghoul. The Count is not right. And I'm just not convinced that hating everything women say is the right way to go just yet. So don't align with the Count under any circumstances. Here's what I beg of you. The Count has done so many dastardly things. I don't like when the Count makes one joke that you guys find funny and then you go, oh, the Count is back. He's actually good. No, no, no. You must remember the Count's what he's done. And until the Count completely does a 180 on the type of person he is, I don't want to see anybody laughing at his jokes. I don't want to see anybody saying, oh, he makes a good point here. No,
You don't make good points while you're still the biter, deep discounter. Your good points don't work because they're coming from a place of nonsense. So listen to this. And I know a lot of people really hate women around here. So you kind of love anybody who hates women. You got to remember, that's not the way to go. It's nonsense. Yes, there are many women that should be burned. Many women that should be drowned. Like Piven does, where he buries them up to their heads, starts up a lawnmower. Right over the head. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you start aligning with terrible men just because you're angry at women and how they never paid attention to you. I don't want to see that. You're better than that. You got to be smarter than that. That's not what you do. It's like how you don't join the Proud Boys just because of the left. You come up with a better solution. Okay? You don't have to run to the enemy of your enemy in order to have a sane solution. Okay? Women are cringe. Kumia is on that grandma wave. He is. So listen to this. Have people forgotten the male prime directive is to fuck? Everything we do, every motivation for achievement is so that we could fuck. The more things we can use to get to that end, we will use money, fame, power, all so we could fuck. Stop being shocked. Now, I don't want to hear, he's right. I understand. But there's also something called evolving. Why is this man so obsessed with fucking? It's frankly gay. Now, let me read you some more if I haven't convinced you. Now, remember, this is a 50-year-old scarred up fuck who no woman on the planet wants to fuck. If you're fucking Kumia, it's because you're in a very bad place and you needed Imani. Here's another one. Ha ha, holy shit. It's everyone, people. It's literally every guy who's ever had the opportunity to use his fame to get pussy. Fame and money is like a bird's plumage. Deal with it. A man will use everything available to him to get laid. It's fact. Whoa. A man will use whatever it takes to get laid. No wonder women are a little scared. If you're a girl and you find out Kumi is going to fuck you, he don't care what it takes, that's scary. That's a little aggressive. I don't like that Kumi is speaking for all men. I do understand there's a giant section that believes this as well. Let me tell you something, screwed up minds. It's not how it goes. Most people are way under control. And if they see that a girl doesn't like them, they back off. They don't go, jump through hoops and do anything and whatever it takes to fuck. Especially when they're not 15 years old and overcome by chemicals that they don't yet understand. The count is 50. Louis is 50. The problem is they're making these mistakes knowing exactly that if the world found out, they would be ostracized from it. This isn't how every man acts. This is how psychos act. Kumia continues. This one is very troubling. Oh, by the way, ladies, your husbands and boyfriends all have similar thoughts and fantasies to Weinstein and Louis C.K. The left is actually trying to curtail hundreds of thousands of years of evolution and instinct. Good luck. No, no, no. Ladies, don't believe this. Your husbands do not have similar thoughts to Weinstein and Louis C.K. No man, I've never met a man that wants to trap women and expose themselves and masturbate for them. No, no, no. So is Kumia admitting that he has these thoughts? I mean, is Kumia a rapist? Kumi is saying, by the way, your husbands and boyfriends have similar thoughts and fantasies as Weinstein and Louis C.K. The left is trying to curtail hundreds of thousands of years of evolution and instinct. Good luck.
I hope they're trying to curtail the hundreds and thousands of years, if that's what it means. That's a good curtailment. But because the left is doing it, you need to hate it. Everything they do, you need to hate. That's a psychosis. I think Kumia has been defending, you know, this Louis C.K. story broke. I'm popping champagne. I'm celebrating. I can't wait to talk about the Jacker. You know what Kumia did the day he had a show, the day this story broke? He laughed it off like it was a frivolous news story. That's what Kumia did on his show. What will they think of next? What are you talking about? This is a giant story. This is why HBO, Netflix, every fucking company in the world that Louis ever worked with has dumped him now. Are they right for doing that? I don't know. This is a tough one. There's some lines that you just can't cross. And getting fully naked, trapping people in the room and jacking is a tough one. It shows insanity. So when Louis C.K. made his apology, the only apology I want to hear is, so I'm actually, it turns out I'm one of those insane people that the world hates, and I don't know. Guess there's nothing I could do about it. Sorry for being so crazy and nuts. Should probably stay away from me. That's his apology. That is a crooked man. You don't just get into situations like these. The Count, I mean, this is a man who bites people on the hand. Of course he doesn't understand. You know, that's something that no man does. But I want to let people know that the Count is now defending this action. He actually said, too, he had another tweet saying, Louis will be back by the summer. This isn't a big deal. This is no big deal. Look at this one. If you go back far enough in a guy's sexual history, everyone has an event that could be interpreted as sexual harassment in 2017. Now, while I understand the point he's making, it's not true. That is not true. Or maybe all the scumbags that you know could. But I'm telling you, most men are not doing this. Or maybe most men are. You know, we're seeing all these stories. I don't know. All I know is me. All I know is I would never think to do something like this. It's dastardly. So all I know is me. But then you think, you hear all these girls talking all the time. What if they're just really telling the truth and all these men are harassing them constantly? You know, you see it on Instagram. They're doing it publicly. Imagine what these creeps, you know, you see the inboxes. Go to your girlfriend. Go to your girlfriends. Maybe not your girlfriend. Go to your girlfriends and go, can I see what your, like, Instagram DMs look like? Your face. They're getting messages all the time from random guys. Maybe this is a giant problem. Maybe these men are out of control. I don't know. I don't see it. So for years, I would say, nah, these women are crazy. These are hoochies. But, you know, if everybody here is saying, oh, we all do this. No, we don't. And again, maybe I should start doing this. Maybe I should start honking. I wouldn't even have the drive to do that. So here is Count Kumia. And these are the things he's saying on Twitter. And then he'll claim they're jokes. You know what he does now? If the majority of people find what he says repulsive, he'll pretend it was a pure joke. These aren't jokes. This is the mind of a madman. He's a caped man. He needs to throw on that tuxedo and a cape and just become the man we want him to be already. All right. We're going to wrap up here. We're going into the Scars Club episode. I have some wonderful stuff. We're going after Gino. I got Ari Shaffir stuff that is going to make your skin crawl. I got Steve Curran, new Proud Boys member, going after Patrick Melton. You're going to see Steve Curran turn on Melton for the first time on video. You're not going to believe it. We're going to do more Louis C.K. stuff. I've got stuff about Kumail Nanjiani that is also going to make you a little bit sick. We're going to talk about the Trichotrans. And then who was the other guy? And Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg, we're going to find out the drugs Aaron Berg does to be the big bully that he is today. Shout outs. Join the Scars Club, redbarradio.net/scars, to keep up with the show. If you're only watching the free show, you're missing half the show. You're not understanding what's going on. Sorry to put you guys through those technical issues. Hopefully our new home at Gab is a wonderful place. I love Gab. This is GAB. They are a Peppy the Frog type of platform. They helped Jason Kessler, I think, organize some sort of assault. I don't know. No, they seem nice. I like them. Shout outs. I apologize for that stuff. We'll be right back. In the meantime, enjoy my slides. Oh, great. Look at that.
A fool knows a fool, like a rainbow knows the rain. A fool knows a fool, like a hurt knows a pain. With you so blue, of what love has done, it takes a fool, it takes one to know one. I recognize those tears in your eyes.
I am all right now.
I know you're not having any fun. Won't you come with me? You need a fool's company. It takes one to know one. 'Cause a fool knows a fool, like a rainbow knows a rain. A fool knows a fool, like a hurt knows a pain. And we're two so blue of what love has done. It takes a fool, it takes one to know one. I recognize those tears in your eyes. I know you're not having any fun. Won't you come with me? You need a fool's company. It takes one to know one. A fool knows a fool, like a rainbow knows the rain. A fool knows a fool, like a hurt knows a pain. We're two so blue of what love has done. It takes a fool, it takes one to know one.
We'll be right back.
Cook that shit up, Quay. Baby.